Friday afternoon with Mike now. I've got a friend who recommends a lot of music for this program. He's very good. He is just tuned in. And he got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago and said that he'd been a judge on a competition and that the winner of that heat was just fantastic. And I just had to get him on the program. And it's exactly what I've done. So a very good afternoon to Harry. Good afternoon, Harry.
Good afternoon.
So, you won that heat. What was the competition like?
It was really good, actually. Everyone in the competition was amazing.
Oh, good. So you've done very, very well to get this far. You're going to play a song for us. Let's start straight away with some music. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Stop Sending Poetry to My Boyfriend.
Stop Sending Poetry to My Boyfriend. Like the title? Let's hear it. That is live in the studio. That is Harry. Where did that come from? Was there a little bit of history there?
Yeah, there is. It's a true story.
It is. Is it you or somebody else? Or are we not divulging that sort of information?
No, it's about me.
It is about you. Somebody sent poetry to your boyfriend. Okay, I was going to... Oh, dear. Okay, I'm going to come on to your songwriting. Well, let's go right back to the beginning. When did you first pick up a guitar and why?
I was about 9 years old.
Really?
My sister bought me a guitar, a classical guitar, when I was, like, really young. And then they started doing guitar lessons at my primary school. So right. I started guitar at primary school, and it wasn't really for me doing classical. So then I went to Fretboard Warriors, which was... It's owned by Debbie Driver in Hornchurch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I started learning acoustic guitar, and I realised I could pick that up really quickly. And she taught me, like, how to write... How to play everything. So,
what comes first for you, the music or the lyrics?
A bit of both,
right? So you get a sort of tune in your head and think, and then you get a subject that's close to your heart. And what do you normally write? Obviously, that was very biographical. But what about normally?
I usually write love songs and songs to do existential crises.
Okay, as you do. All right, you're a young artist. How difficult is it to get out there and get your music heard? Are you playing gigs, for example?
Yeah, we sort of set up a gig company last year when it wasn't really a proper company.
Okay.
It's like, we go under the name of Sugarhouse Sounds, and it's me and like some uni friends.
Right.
And we just set up gigs in Shoreditch, because that's where our uni was based.
Okay.
And yeah, they went well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough... we have lots of young musicians coming out, not just young musicians, but the gig world is tough these days, isn't it? And you don't really make much money, but it's one of the ways of getting out there.
Yeah, it's more about the exposure.
It is. Are you nervous up there, or...?
Not particularly. I don't know. I don't really get nerves on stage. I get nervous after, maybe.
Yeah, are you up there on your own? Are you up there with support?
Usually on my own. Last year I played a band for the first time.
Did you? Was that awkward? Did you find that strange playing with a band?
Found it better.
You found it better?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, let's hear another song from you then. What is this? What's it called and what's it about?
This one's called Sucrose Solution. A love song.
It's a love song?
Yeah.
We can say no fairer than that. Let's hear it.
I love it, honey.
you a chance to get your breath back. We'll be back in a moment with more Harry. Now, the UK's... The UK economy has performed better than expected, and another supermarket's announced plans to stop selling energy drinks to children. Kieran Carr has this afternoon's business news.
The UK economy performed better than expected at the end of last year, growing by 0.5% in the last quarter. Gross domestic products up from 0.4% in the previous 3 months. Tesco has announced plans to stop selling energy drinks to under 16s. It follows in the footsteps of several other supermarkets, including Aldi, Asda and Waitrose. The chairman of Wetherspoon has confirmed it's dropped its meat supplier. Large parts of the pub chain's menu were not available after what wholesaler Russell Hume called a mislabeling issue. But the Food Standards Agency says it's investigating the supplier over serious non-compliance with food hygiene regulations. And BT has been fined £70,000 after failing to provide the information needed by a watchdog. Ofcom requested details about the prices of certain supplementary products it offers. The telecoms giant didn't state that charges on a Saturday were different to weekdays. Openreach, which forms part of BT, has apologised.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, 23 minutes past one. Harry's playing live in the studio. Harry, I wanted to talk to you about your videos, because I thought your videos on YouTube are just fantastic. How do you do them? Have you got a very good friend who does them for you, or you do them yourself?
I do them myself. My very good friend is my mum.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they're really good. I thought they were very, very good.
And
they come across very, very well indeed. So well done. Right, what is next for you? What's the plans for 2018?
Oh, I'm planning to release an EP.
Okay, so that means you're in the studio at the moment, does it?
Kind of. Well, I'm working with a few producers, so
okay.
I'm sort of working on my own at the minute and then sending it off to be mixed and stuff.
Okay. I mean, we played your record last week, didn't we? Was it a bit weird hearing it on the radio for the first time? Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that version is an older version, but you still... We're working on a newer version of it because I actually recorded that when I was 17.
Okay.
So, it was played on the radio once a long time ago.
Okay.
I didn't release it for personal reasons, but I'm going to redo it so it will fit the EP that I'm producing.
Okay, and then maybe next year an LP, see how it goes?
Yep. The album is everything is written. It's all near.
Right.
Everything has been slightly demoed, and then I'm just sort of doing the demo of the demo.
The demo. So, what are your influences then? Who do you listen to?
Green Day are my number one influence.
Okay.
Marina and the Diamonds, Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco, yeah.
Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah. Okay.
Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Right, you're going to play another song for us. What are you going to finish with today?
Miss Oblivious.
Miss Oblivious, which of course is your Twitter handle as well, isn't it?
It is, Miss Oblivious _.
Miss Oblivious _. Okay. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, there's lots of you out there I know listening at the moment. Mum's listening, I take it, isn't he?
Yeah,
oh,
she's in the car outside.
Hello, Mum, she's out there listening. Come in, what's she doing out there? Bring her in.
She
didn't
want to, she's listening out there.
Okay, all right. Okay, so this is called?
This is Miss Oblivious.
Miss Oblivious, yeah, probably just said that. Right, off you go.
If you felt these feelings that I felt,
I tell you what, I love the sound of getting out of that guitar. You really thump it, don't you?
Thank you.
You really, really thump it. Now, young lady, I'd like you to come back when that EP's ready to go.
Thank you.
And we'll play it, and when it's all produced and mixed. But I do really like the sound you get. Keep doing those videos as well, because they're really, really good. And good luck. I hope it all works out. When have you got a gig you can tell us about that we could come and see you?
Yeah, you can see me at the live final of Undiscovered Live Music Project.
Well, of course. When is that?
February 16th at Cramphorn
Theatre. The Cramphorn Theatre in Chelmsford. Well, good luck with that. That's going to be a big night for you, isn't it?
You've
got a good chance as well. Harry, thank you very much for coming in and playing, and all the best for the future. And as I say, promise to come back. And Mum should be out in a minute. When Mick Jagger came in, his mum didn't sit in the car. I'm joking. Right, here's the new single from George Ezra.
Lover, I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind, my mind.